Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast, and I'm delighted that you are here with me today because I wanted to talk a little bit about holiday marketing. It is the middle of December already. Ugh, I can't believe it. Celebrating Hanukkah. You're already celebrating Hanukkah, so happy Hanukkah to all of you out there. But I celebrate Christmas, which is coming up rapidly, and I have to do some shopping this weekend, which kind of brings me to my topic for today. Again, like I said, is I wanted to talk about holiday marketing and just to kind of give you some tips on what to do, because if you want to be able to sell some products and services this holiday season, it's not too late. Ideally, you should have had your plans in place for quite a while now, but it's not too late. So let me just kind of share with you a little bit of information. So basically, experts are predicting this year that consumers are going to spend nearly $650 billion at both retail and online stores, and that's up 8% from 2014. And on average, consumers are expected to spend $805 and change this year doing their holiday shopping. Thank goodness I don't have to do that much. I have a small family, so I'm blessed in that respect. I don't have to spend quite that much. Although they do say that includes food, gifts, decorations, and other items. So, when I count in Christmas dinner, I'm getting up there. Okay. Oh, well. Anyway, so how can your business get a piece of that pie? You know, how do you get that slice? Well, I'm going to go over some strategies with you, and I'm pulling this information out from a nice infographic that I am going to actually post along with today's podcast on my website, GloriaRand.com. So make sure you check it out. Because it's got some great information, but I'm going to try to highlight the most important things, but obviously I'm probably not going to have time to go through everything. And it'll be great to be able to see this visually anyway. I don't know about you, but I also need to see things in order to retain the information as well as hearing them. So if you're listening to this podcast at the gym or something like that, when you have some time, get to your computer, go to my website and check this out. Again, here's some statistics that they say. So basically, 67% of marketers are going to use social media to drive sales this week. And out of that number, the vast majority, 93%, are going to spend their social media budget on Facebook. But here's an interesting thing is that actually 73%, now almost three quarters of those people are actually going to be using Instagram too. And I don't know if you're aware of this now, but Instagram advertising is now built into Facebook because, of course, Facebook owns Instagram. So they're doing some tie-ins there. So that's interesting about that. But here's a good idea, though, is if you have a product that you can demonstrate with a video, then put together one to three minute video and upload it to YouTube. Actually, upload it to Facebook as well. But for YouTube specifically, 25% of shoppers actually use YouTube to search for a video related to a product they're thinking about buying. Now, I'm not sure if you know this, but over 80% of shoppers actually use... I've lost my infographic. Here we go. 80% of shoppers use online... their initial searches, I should say, online. And they use social media to get them shopping. You need to use social media, I should say, to get them shopping. So 65% of shoppers use social media to find a gift. 55% of Twitter users actually discuss gift ideas on Twitter. So you might want to do a search on Twitter to be able to see when people are talking about things like that. Also, 48% of shoppers say Pinterest content has inspired holiday gift purchases, and 40% of consumers say Facebook has influenced them to buy a gift. So, how are you going to market to them besides social media, though? Well, I got to tell you, email. Email, email, email. last year, 2014, more than 1 in 4 online orders on Black Friday were placed as a direct result of email marketing. It still works, people. It absolutely still works. But here's the thing. You've got to focus on that subject line. That subject line has to be able to grab people, because if they don't open your subject, they don't open your email, then your efforts, your time and money that you spent on email marketing is for naught. So here are some ideas. You could put things like claim your discount, or here's your free gift, or free gift for you. So consider that. And then also offer some coupon codes. And let's face it, email is still the top holiday marketing channel for 55% of brands. So still the majority of companies out there are using email marketing. Now, here's another idea for you to use Twitter or Facebook for that matter. You could say, retweet or share our holiday gift guide and get 15% off next purchase. So that's a way of being able to incentivize people to be able to buy your products. So also make an extra effort during the holiday season to obtain email addresses, because during the holiday season, first time conversion for new email subscribers is actually 60% during the holiday season. Oh, and one last important point about email, make sure your emails are mobile responsive, because 65% of your customers could be reading your email on their smartphones and other mobile devices. Now, finally, last thing I want to talk to you about is making sure that your website is optimized for the holiday season as well, because you only have 3 seconds to grab people's attention. 57% of consumers will abandon a site that fails to load within that time. So make sure you're using a quality hosting provider. And if you haven't already, you should make sure that you've upgraded to make sure you've got the capacity to be able to handle it. Let's see. Oh, and now here's an important point, and that's why I want to get this. That's why I'm posting this podcast. I'm going to get this one out today, because today is December 11th. The highest internet usage during the holidays is between December 16th and December 26th. So like I said, you still have time. So just make sure that you've got live support during those peak times. Monday through Thursday, especially 6 to 9 p.m. seems to be optimal time when people need help. Have tech support on standby just in case. And in your website, make sure you're taking advantage of your title bar. If you offer free shipping, let people know about it, or maybe offer some kind of special deal if they purchase, you know, over $100 or something, and show some kind of holiday offer. And you might want to even consider investing in a live chat app that you can add to your website so that you can, you know, be able to communicate with people right away if they have a problem. And of course, make sure your website is mobile responsive too, because 14% of consumers this year are going to use their phone to make a purchase. Some final strategies that you or business owners are using to entice holiday shoppers. 25% are streamlining the checkout process, so make sure your checkout process is easy. 23% are offering shipping discounts. Let's see, almost 9% are clearing presented flexible return policy, and then another 6% offer 24/7 customer support. So there you have it. Some tips for the holiday season and how you can use this time to be able to get some more sales for your business. So hope you got some value out of that. And if you did, I encourage you to please leave me a review on Stitcher Radio or iTunes. That would be awesome. I would just so appreciate that. And as always, make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast, especially because next time I'm going to talk to you a little bit more specifically about how to actually add shopping features to your brand's social media account. So tune in for that. So you need to be subscribed so you'll be able to get that one and be able to listen to that podcast next time. Okay? Awesome. And as always, I encourage you to connect with me on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Gloria Rand and use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed so that I know that you are one of my wonderful, wonderful podcast listeners. So until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. use the hashtag #RightSaleSucceed.